This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
All right, ladies and gents, wasn't sure if we'd have the anthem. We won't. They took care of that with the opener tonight. But let's get down to action as Nokomis takes the floor. Your starters, 22 Nolan Himes, 24 Elijah Allman, 34 Jake Johnson, 42 Ryan Eisenbarth. Also 32 Cooper Bertolino. For Carlisle, they'll take center court. 1-2-3, Jaden McIntosh, Sam Rusher, Hayden Hoffman to backcourt, and the tip won by Nokomis. Carson Beer and White Knothaus, the frontliners for Carlisle. Nokomis goes to work. They push it inside to Johnson. Johnson turnaround. Jay won't fall. And Carlisle takes it off the boards. They'll go to work. Here's Rusher. Pushes it left side, thinking three. Is Knothaus. They work up top to McIntosh. Carlisle out of the Cahokia Conference, third seed in this regional, and it was not fun for Ramsey the other night. Here's a shot from three, and burying it there, Hayden Hoffman, the senior, a six-footer, and the Indians of Carlisle hop on top. 3-0 here, 50 seconds into the contest. Nokomis. Up top is Johnson. Johnson throws a floater over to Himes. And a takeaway. This time for Carlisle by Rusher. Rusher will drive to the hoop. Backs off, will kick it back out. They're thinking three again, but McIntosh will look for other opportunities. Rusher, right side. They'll push for the baseline shot, kicking it over to Wyatt Knothaus. He hits a 10-footer. It's 5-0 Carlisle. Maybe there's something to that shorter bus ride, especially in conditions like these. Although Nokomis may have beaten the weather here. Here's a shot from 17 by the Redskins. Won't fall. Rebound taken down by Eisenbarth. Follow-up shot won't fall. Nice tenacity on the offensive boards. They work it back to Eisenbarth. A miss from 17 on the pull-up J. Rebound taken by Carlisle. 5-0. Indians on top. Here's an all-alone shot. They'll back off and pass it around. They pass the ball nicely. Here's another shot from three. Too far from Hoffman. Rebound taken by Nokomis. 2-on-1. Here's a shot off the glass. Great job by Nolan Himes. Waits for things to slow down. Unfortunately, boy, you hate to see this this time of year. Well, you hate to see it any time. I did not see the incident, but Hayden Hoffman, who hit that big shot earlier, is writhing in pain right now. And it was contact, I believe, away from the basketball. And we'll see what transpires there. But, you know, we'll take a break. 5-2 now your score. Nokomis on the board. 5:50 to go on the first. You are listening to regional basketball action on WSMI. Hoffman comes out under his own power, and he'll take a ride on the pine. Here's a takeaway by Nokomis, and cashing in, Cooper Bertolino. Steal, and the bucket takes it in 5-4. Nokomis taking advantage of the time off, hitting the reset switch. Carlisle takes it down court. Right side shot, three-pointer buried by Knothaus, 8-4. Boy, he's got great touch. End of the game for Carlisle is Matthew Guffrey. Matthew Guffrey, a 6'5 freshman. A lot of upside in his future. 8-4, Carlisle. Here's a near takeaway, and it winds up being a takeaway. Bounce pass in the wrong spot. Looked like McIntosh was going to get it, then Rusher did. Carlisle taking it down the distance, driving down the big 6'5 forward, and that is Guthrie. The bucket will count, and a foul called on the play. That will go against Ryan Eisenbarth, his first, team first. Mr. Guthrie in there will throw it about 6 inches, a little too far on the free throw, and it comes the other way. Rebound taken down by Nokomis. Nokomis up top, good pressure from Carlisle, and Bertolino tries to drive to the bucket, just gets a little out of control. Called for the carry. 4:46 to go, and the ball will go back to Carlisle up 10-4. Here's Nokomis with a takeaway. Shot and a turnaround. Jay won't fall for Johnson. Got to cash in on those opportunities, especially down by six early. Here's Rusher. Rusher moves it over to Knothouse, who's been hot from the floor tonight. Rusher over to McIntosh. Just a classic gym. You got the old school stage, green seats. And, boy, another great gym on the way here, Sand Oval. That Art Deco kind of gym setup. Love it. Here we go. Halfway through the first. Carlisle moving the ball around nicely. Here's Knothouse. Great feed and pushes it into Beer. Beer gets the bucket, pushes it off the glass. He's fouled. And it's 12-4. Carlisle is feeling it here in the first quarter. Foul will go against Reese Lohman into the game for Nokomis. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break as well. 12-4, your score, 3:53 to go in the first. You're tuned to high school basketball on WSMI. Well, we told you about Hayden Hoffman earlier getting hurt. He's ready to check back in. Now the old-school three-point play closed out by Carson Beer, the 6'5 senior. You talk about matchup problems. A couple of 6'5 players in the front court for Carlisle. Something to contend with tonight. And the front court from Nokomis, they certainly have a challenge on their hands. 13-4, 3:40 to go on the first. Here's Allman trying to take it up court, gets bumped. Just kind of that incidental contact that happens when you're in that postseason intensity mode. And the foul will be the first of the night for Carlisle. It will go against Sam Rusher, his first, team first. Here's Bertolino. They'll move it around left side for Lohman. Now kicking out left side a little too far. Shot from Himes from the baseline, and Carlisle on the move again as Hoffman is back in there. Here's a takeaway by Bertolino. Bertolino tries to split defenders, can't get the lay-in. It has been that kind of first quarter. Here's another takeaway. Feed, bucket, good. Big takeaway by Nolan Himes. And Allman cashes in 13-6, 3 minutes to go. Nokomis ratchets up the pressure, a near takeaway. And a rejection. Once again, that big reach from Reese Lohman. Just took advantage of those big arms, gets the block. Nokomis takes it the other way, getting a little sloppy, though, in the passing game. Bertolino recovers from that and then drives to the hoop and can't get the layup to fall. The pace of this game is getting frenetic right now. Here's another three-point shot from Knothouse. Won't fall, just off the side of the rim. Trickles out of bounds. And it's Nokomis basketball, 13-6. And so far, Nokomis has had a problem finishing when it comes to the opportunities, transition opportunities. And trying to get in sorts, so to speak. They just look a little off balance so far. Ian Keller in there, number 40. Moves it up top to Lohman. Left side to Cooper Bertolino. And cutting into the paint. Up against two defenders is Allman. Allman's fouled. Pick him between a couple of Carlisle defenders going for the basketball. And the foul will go against 33, Knothouse, his first, team second. First free throw just doesn't want to fall. He'll get another chance here. Guthrie about to check back in for Carlisle, in for Beer. And a second free throw sails through. 13-7-205. Carlisle still on top of Nokomis. Carlisle has been able to impose their game plan so far this evening. Here come the Indians. Hayden Hoffman. They get great guard play. You got three strong guards out there to set things up. Sam Rusher. And I went to high school in the Nokokie Conference. It's a whole different conference now, much bigger. Here's a block again. Those big, long arms of Lohman. The do-not-fly zone. No fly zone when Mr. Lohman's in your territory. Here, getting free is Allman. Bids on the bucket. And wins the auction for two. 13-9. Nokomis closes within four. Here right now, McIntosh has his hands full, trying to get between two defenders. They force a turnover as it goes on the other side of the timeline. And down by four, this is where you got to cash in. I mean, this has been a Carlisle-dominated first quarter. But you see a lot of games like that in the regionals where one team dominates and the score doesn't necessarily show it. So here's Allman, takes it off the draw, takes it from the timeline, up to the free throw line, and in the paint, gets a bucket from 13. 13-11, we have a one-possession game. Nokomis down by two. Here's a takeaway. Takeaway by Ian Keller, the freshman. Ian Keller in a frustration foul, perhaps. In fact, this is a, you kind of do the math on the miles. There's a lot of purple and gold out here tonight, the Carlisle Indians colors. Here's a Nokomis going for the lead. Shot from three won't fall for Almond. Rebound taken down by the Indians. They'll go for the last shot. The last shot here, Hoffman, as we're down to 15 seconds. Down to 10 seconds. Rusher. To Knothouse. They'll go for the inside game. Blocked from behind. Blocked from behind by Eisenbarth. And time will run out on the first quarter of play. Nokomis starting to feel it. And I think we've got ourselves a barn burner here tonight, folks. This is a good one. Stick around. 13-11 your score after one quarter of play. Carlisle on top. You're listening to High School Basketball Live from Patoka on WSMI. Quarter number two opens up. Carlisle with the basketball, and they'll bring it inbounds. Up top is McIntosh. Here's a shot from three off balance. Actually just inside the arc by Hoffman. Won't fall. And Nokomis starting to show a little more authority on the defensive boards. Allman getting the rebound this time. He'll take it coast to coast. Lay-in won't fall. Rebound Carlisle. Fortune does not favor the timid in the postseason. Here's a shot from near the arc by Hoffman for Carlisle. It won't fall. And both teams just a little off their mark. Not bad shot selection. No bricks or anything. Nokomis, Jake Johnson, over to Eisenbarth up top. They'll move it left side for Bertolino. Bertolino gets into the paint among three defenders. No! From 12, it won't fall. Kind of like watching a roulette ball. Won't fall on your number. 6:44 to go. Carlisle bringing it up court as Hoffman. Hoffman is fouled. I believe that will go against Allman. Now they will call it on Eisenbarth, his second. Team foul number three. I got to cheat a little bit now. I got the looking at the Carlisle video feed, so to speak. Because these eyes aren't what they used to be. Here's a shot from three from Carlisle. Won't fall for Hoffman. Both teams cold right now from the floor. Hoffman did a nice job of trying to get contact and going for the legendary four-point play, but didn't get it in either respect. Here's Eisenbarth, a block by the big man Beer. Again, those inside points, you're going to earn them tonight. Rejected off a Nokomis player, Carlisle basketball. 6:08 to go. No scores so far here in the second quarter. Jaden McIntosh, guarded by Bertolino. Up to the arc, backs it up to Hayden Hoffman. Hoffman whirls, twirls, and, you know, I hate to see these kind of fouls, just tight defense away from the basketball, not really, and again, I'm not bashing officials here, but you got to leave a little contact there, but foul will go against Cooper Bertolino, his first, 14 fouls for Nokomis. You know, basketball can be a blood sport. I believe in making them earn them. Let them play. And again, this is creative differences, not a, it'll deter, it'll saying anybody has anything to do with determining a winner at this point. Here's a drive on the baseline, and that will be Knothouse. He will draw contact from Jake Johnson, and he'll head to the line. He'll go up there for two, misses the first of two. Both of these teams are snake bit right now. Five team fouls for Nokomis. Second shot up and in. First points of the quarter, 14-11 Carlisle. Here comes Nokomis. Lohman. They shuffle it over to Bertolino. Try to work it inside to Lohman. Lohman going up against the big 6'5 player. Oh, it won't fall. He gets a rebound. Fights it among the trees. And a bucket. Gets those big long arms to go to work. Lohman makes it a one-point game. 14-13. We're at the five-minute mark of the second. And Nokomis, they're all over the ball handler like a bunch of angry bees when their queen got messed with. They swarmed on Matthew Guthrie and forced the turnover, the double team, as he was in no man's land with his back to the Nokomis bench. They forced the turnover, and Nokomis with a chance to take the lead. Huge possession here. Here's Johnson. Right side for Keller. Takeaway by Carlisle. Here's another takeaway. They return the favor, and Nokomis jumps on top. The takeaway by Jake Johnson on the baseline. 15-14, Nokomis with their first lead of the game. Here's a shot pushing into the paint. McIntosh won't fall. Nokomis with the rebound. Carlisle takes it back. It's fast and furious out here. Fadeaway jumper hit by Hayden Hoffman. 16-15, Carlisle. This is war. 4:10 to go in the second. 16-15, Indians. Tribe versus tribe here tonight. Here's Lohman working it over to Allman. Allman circling the globe, kicking it out left side for a three-pointer by Bertolino. No! Rebound by Carlisle. The speed of this game picks up. Breaking free all alone. Nice dish from McIntosh to Rusher. Rusher gets the bucket. Three-point Carlisle lead. 18-15, 3.5 minutes to go and a half. Here's Allman. Allman left side, Bertolino back to Jake Johnson up top. Ian Keller getting quality minutes. Here's a push inside, forcing it a little bit as Bertolino tried to get it in to Johnson. You kind of have to let those inside opportunities come to you. 18-15. It will be Carlisle basketball when we return. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI. And welcome back to Patoka High School. Like I said, great gym. The green Warrior logo at midcourt. Six rows deep as far as the bleachers on both sides. Seating on the stage, and a great crowd here tonight. Carlisle on offense. Here's Nuthouse. And out of control a little bit, nearly called for the travel, but getting through, getting rid of the basketball before it was too late was Carson Beery. Gets a bucket, 20-15. Nokomis back to work. And Bertolino gets all alone. Bertolino takes a home run pass on the baseline, goes to the bucket. It's good. He's fouled. And a three-point play opportunity. That's a nice break there as Knothouse gets called for his second foul. 13th foul for Carlisle. 20-17. Bertolino can make it a one regular bucket game. And it falls just short. Rebound pulled down, though. Wild Carom goes to Bertolino. They'll reset. Allman with it. Up to the free throw line. Dumps it left side. They'll get it over to Johnson. And Allman takes a stutter step. Thought about it a little too much as he approached the basket. And it will be Carlisle basketball. 2:37 to go in the half. 20-17. Nokomis getting their first lead of the game at 16-15 a short time ago. Carlisle being choosy about shot opportunities here. They'll put up a 15-footer from the baseline, and it won't fall for Hoffman. Savage fight down there on the defensive boards from the Nokomis perspective. And along the way, Carson Beer gets fouled. Foul will go against Reese Lohman, his second team foul, number six. And Beer, it's the first, 21-17. See Mr. Beer's family here. See ya. Usually if you have a shirt that says Beer on the back, it's a Beer brand name, not Beer. So I'll take it, it's family. Two free throws there hit by Beer, 22-17, as we're down to the two-minute mark. And I imagine we have some folks. Here's a pass to Johnson, taken away momentarily by Knothouse. Nokomis takes it back. Down to 2 minutes. Here's Allman, puts up a 13-footer. Pull-up jumper good. 22-19. And I imagine the word's gotten out. We got a few folks listening in Carlisle tonight. Certainly 106.1 comes in strong there. We are the only game in town as far as radio. Here's a pass. They'll work it down to Beer. Beer is a monster. He's a beast, and he's in beast mode right now. He gets it off the glass, gets the bucket, and he is a big old foul magnet. Ryan Eisenbarth called for his third foul. That is not a number you want to see in the second quarter. Shot and a miss on the free throw, 24-19. Rebound cleared out, Allman has it. Allman will work it over to Johnson. Right side for Bertolino, takeaway by Hoffman for Carlisle. He gets the lay-in, takes it from half court, goes the distance, and he gets a little contact on the way. Gets a little bump or bruise or two, but it's paying off right now for Carlisle's have a three-point play opportunity. The foul will go against Nolan Himes, eighth team foul, 26-19. And Hoffman had to leave this game momentarily. Gets a three-point play opportunity, but he'll miss off the back of the iron. Nokomis clears out the rebound with 1:20 to go in the half. So here's Reese Lohman. Right side, Bertolino. Over to Himes. Left side throws up a moon ball. Dangerous pass. Allman recovers it. A little off balance and shoots it from the baseline too far. And it's a game of bumper cars as Hoffman tries to get up court. It's all well and good at six flags, but not in the postseason. As a foul called on the play against Jake Johnson is second. Team foul number nine. So here's Hoffman for a pair. One of three seniors on this club. It's the first. Again, I mentioned the Cahokia Conference. The Cahokia Conference I knew in high school is a whole different animal because they've got divisions. They've got a much bigger footprint in the state. And certainly Nokomis has some experience on the football side as a visitor to the Kokia Conference. Second free throw goes in, and suddenly it's a 9-point lead for Carlisle, 28-19, 103 timeout on the floor. We'll take a break back after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on WSMI. All right, Carlisle with a surge right now, and Nokomis trying to get some momentum going into the locker room. We're down to the 52nd mark. Here's Bertolino. Works it to Johnson. Johnson, strong move on the baseline. Gets the roll. 28-21. 7-point edge for Carlisle as they go back to work. 40 seconds. Hoffman. Works to the top of the key and dumps it back for McIntosh over to Rusher. Here's a pass, goes awry. Taken away by Johnson. An opportunity here for the Skins. 20 seconds to go. Here's Himes. Himes doing all alone. Oh! Oh! Himes doing all alone. Reese Lohman. And a foul called. And let me tell you what. Them's the breaks, because it was, from my perspective, and the official was right there, but my perspective, it looked clean from here. No, in fact, I guess they'll wave it off because Carlisle's bringing the basketball in. They will, after a quick conference, it is Carlisle basketball with 10 seconds to go. So they'll get a chance at the last shot. Here's Knothouse. Knothouse from three, won't fall. Rebound to Comas, just a couple of seconds. They'll have to get off a 65-footer. Almond with a little too much mustard. One half of play is in the books. You know, some rough moments here and there for Nokomis. Down by five, you'll take it. They certainly found another gear in this second quarter here this evening. We'll take a break and give you a look at this contest at the half as we get ready for half number two. This is a thriller out. Welcome back to Patoka High School. And right now, Nokomis trying to chip away at a 5-point deficit. Carlisle again, there is not a weak link on the roster. I can tell you that for certain. So you just have to play some sharp basketball, get tenacious on the board. Certainly, Nokomis' rebounding got better and better as the first half wore on. But the passing has to be a little more pinpoint. There were a couple of turnovers that were completely avoidable. Also, on top of that, there were some transition opportunities that they just couldn't finish about three or four missed lay-ins, and that's pretty tough to take. So you want to set the tone early, and you want to keep Eisenbarth out of foul trouble. But this should be a fun second half of play. Again, pretty good turnout from the Nokomis faithful, making the long drive from Montgomery County in these conditions. And then there are the miscellaneous fans. Now, I saw someone maybe scouting or just still a Carlisle fan as a kid of Mater Dei, saw a Mater Dei hat. Then we see people with team colors for neither club. Maybe just Patoka residents taking in, but they're not wearing green either. So there are folks here, clearly, not from either side, just want to see good basketball. The second half gets underway. Nokomis will have it, and the inbounds pass will go to Almond. Here is a dish to Lohman. Works it to Almond over the left blocks. Baseline, fadeaway jumper, good. Fadeaway against the 6'5 Tower Beer, 28-25. Carlisle back to work. McIntosh back to Hoffman. Hoffman just over the timeline, guarded by Himes. Here's Knothouse. Knothouse tries to work it inside to Beer. Beer, man among men, turnaround jumper on the blocks, 30-25. Almost down to 7 minutes now, 7:05. Here's Allman. Pass broken up by Nauthaus. He gets it back. Throws off his rhythm. Tries to get it over to Himes. And the ball will go out of bounds. And it will be Carlisle basketball. 7:02 to go. Carlisle's been opportunistic here tonight. Here's McIntosh. McIntosh trying to break free from the defense of Himes. And he dribbles out of control. It goes out of bounds. Nokomis basketball. And again, this court, it's pretty tight. When you're going to the hoop, you don't have much of a cushion as you get past the bucket. You're pretty much going to hit the padded wall. Here's a pass knocked away by Carlisle. Will remain Nokomis basketball. Inbounds pass to Eisenbarth. Taken away by Nauthaus. Can't keep it in bounds. Still Nokomis basketball. Now here's Bertolino with the inbounds pass. And he'll get it over to Lohman. Lohman, turnaround jumper. And just great defensive beard. Doesn't get a good shot off. Doesn't really get squared up. A good test here for the freshman. 6.5 minutes to go, 30-25 Carlisle. Here's Hoffman. Right side, they'll go to Nauthaus. McIntosh back to Hoffman, right corner to Nauthaus. They have picked up the defensive pressure on him. He is not getting the open threes. Here's a pass for Beer. Bounces off his shins, taken away by Nokomis. Here's Allman with some open territory. Loses the handles. He approaches Beer. You know, Beer on defense is like a big dead end sign. And the ball goes off the foot of Allman, and a lost opportunity there. Carlisle will take it the other way. McIntosh. Pressure picking up from Nokomis. Here's Rusher. Rusher comes into contact with Himes. Himes saying, hey, I'm an innocent man. The man in stripes feels differently. Foul called, his second, first team foul of the half. Carlisle works it inbounds once again. Hoffman, left side. Guarded by Himes. Puts up a 17-footer, no good. Rebound to Nokomis. Allman. Rebound pulled down by Himes over to Allman. Here's Eisenbarth back in there. Eisenbarth works it into Allman. Allman gets the bucket, and he's fouled. So Nokomis getting on the board here. Foul will go against Mr. Beer. Free throw is good. And once again, we have a one-bucket game, 30-28. Nokomis just hanging tough in there, battling against these frontliners, namely Beer. Down by two, 5:10 to go. Carlisle sets up. Here comes Rusher. Left side, McIntosh. These guards just do their thing, looking for the perfect opportunities. They'll work it. Nauthaus to Beer. Boy, that's some pinpoint chain reaction. Passing. They get the bucket as Beer puts it up and in. Great execution in the passing lanes there. And Carlisle up by four. 4:40 to go. Here's Allman. Knights through two defenders. Says, see you later. Gets in the passing lane. Drives on past Mr. Beer. Gets a bucket. 32-30. This is a good one, folks. Rusher. Over to McIntosh. McIntosh. They work it over to Nauthaus. Here is a shot. A pull-up jumper from McIntosh. Won't fall. Rebound to Nokomis. And the Skins with another chance to tie it up. Or if they feel adventurous, take the lead from beyond the arc. Bertolino. Bertolino goes for Eisenbarth. Floating pass, blocked from behind by Beer. He is a handful. Timeout on the floor. I believe it's one of those mass timeouts. It feels like the media timeout. We'll take a break. 32-30 your score. A thriller in Patoka. The Carlisle Indians on top of Nokomis. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI. All right, inbounds pass by Nokomis. It will go to Johnson. Johnson against Beer. Drives to the hoop. Just passes him up. Hits the gas. We're tied at 32. 3:40 to go in the third. Here's McIntosh. Left side for Hoffman. Hoffman right side. McIntosh alone for a moment, but quickly draws attention as Carlisle is just patient here right now. Here's Hoffman. And a little bit of contact. Then again, foot touches the foot. Not a fan. Not this time of year. Not a homer complaint. And again, not a Almond gets called for his first foul, second team foul for Nokomis. Then again, if I try to officiate, you might have to have an ambulance outside. I might take it a little too far. Here's a shot from three. Oh, a shot from three and hit hard is Hoffman. Hoffman buries the tray. I think you can tell that here as I'm on the Carlisle side of things. And they'll count it, and he'll go for the four-point play. Huge potential momentum shift here. Shot up and in. A foul will go against Nolan Himes. His third team foul, 36-32. The rare four-point play. Fadeaway three. He hits it beautifully. Here's Johnson. He tries to work it to Himes. Himes has to scramble to keep it in bounds. Nice save, but it goes into the hands of Nodhouse. Carlisle with the momentum after the break. Here's a shot from 13 by Hoffman. No. Rebound to Comas. And again, the defensive boards have really picked up. Here's Almond, pull-up jumper from 13. He'll sink it. And he's fouled. Similar fashion to Hoffman. Takes a hit like it's football season. That's kind of what that's what the postseason's like. Just everybody's bringing something extra. Hits the three-point play, old school style. 36-35. Nice response. Checking in for Carlisle. Matthew Guthrie in there giving the Nodhouse a break. Guthrie saw time earlier when Hoffman had to leave the game. Carlisle up by one. 2:15 to go in the third. Left side, here's Hoffman. They'll try to work it into Beer. Bad pass off course. And a gift for Bertolino. And Nokomis with another chance to take the lead. Down to 2 minutes to go. Eisenbarth. He's avoided foul number four so far. Ian Keller back in there. Here's Almond, the ball off of his foot. Dribbles off his foot. You hate that. And it will be Carlisle basketball. 1:45 to go in the third. Anybody's ball game. Carlisle went up by nine at one point. Here's a shot from 17. Hoffman. Rims in and out. Battle for the board. And it will remain Carlisle basketball. Last touch by a Nokomis Redskin. Here's Hoffman to Rusher. Right side, McIntosh. Going with a McIntosh operating system, if you will. Here's a pass, a 13-footer offline for Guthrie. Rebound pulled down by Nokomis with another chance to go on top on the scoreboard. Here's Almond. Right side for Johnson. Allman left side. Guarded by Rusher. Here's a shot just inside the arc by Bertolino. Won't fall. Rebound, a wild carom taken by Allman. Partially rejected there by the big man Beer. 2-6-5 players out there for Carlisle. Now down to 40 seconds. Here's Hoffman. Nice dish to Beer. Breaks through the lane. Beer can't finish. Boy, a beautiful dish by Hoffman. Highlight real stuff, but it didn't have the Hollywood ending. Final 25 seconds of the quarter. Here's Allman looking for help. Gets it from Keller. Keller driving right side. 15 seconds. Eisenbarth over to Allman. Allman in traffic. A break for Allman because he is surrounded by four defenders. He was in no man's land and apparently came into contact with McIntosh, with McIntosh labeled the offender. First foul for McIntosh. Three team fouls apiece right now. Three team fouls each, and 36-35. Carlisle, here's a pass too far, but Eisenbarth recovers. Gets it on the other side of the timeline. Took some hustle. Now Keller called for the carry. Not a good chain of events there with 11 seconds to go and a chance to take the lead. Again, this time of year, you can't be sloppy. 2 seconds. Easy for me to say, though. Here's a shot from Hoffman. A fadeaway won't fall from 18. And three quarters of play are in the books. This is a heavyweight fight, ladies and gentlemen. The Battle of the Tribes in Patoka. 36-35, Carlisle on top. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI. It's like those Uber Eats commercials. Popcorn service at your seat. Here as the fourth quarter arrives. Popcorn stock down 7 and 8 here at the Patoka Market. 7:50 to go here as the fourth quarter is underway, and Carlisle trying to get a tone setter here on this first possession. And we have McIntosh up top over to Hoffman. Hoffman switches it back to McIntosh and gets it back. Here's McIntosh, right corner, guarded by Bertolino. Will back it out. Carlisle being choosy here. Here's Rusher. They'll work it inside to Guthrie. Turnaround jumper won't fall. Rebound Eisenbarth. Again, Eisenbarth, this is key. Made it through the third quarter without foul number four. That could be huge down the stretch. Here's the compass back to earth. Here's Eisenbarth. They'll move it over to Johnson. Johnson to the free throw line. Doesn't know where to go. No one around to receive the basketball. Allman comes over to do just that. Here's Keller. Keller well guarded by McIntosh. Timeout. Call by Nokomis. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI. Well, it's been a wild evening here of basketball. One-point basketball game. And the first bucket of this fourth quarter has yet to be scored. I think that first quarter, first bucket, is the first quarter bucket here of the fourth quarter. I'll get that out there. It's going to be huge. Not going to exactly be a clincher by any stretch of the imagination. Nokomis back to work with a chance to take the lead once again. They've had it a couple of times here tonight. Haven't managed to keep it, though, with Carlisle having so many weapons. Here's Johnson. Back to Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth, 13-footer, no. Eisenbarth takes away the rebound. Gets the bucket off the glass. He parks under the bucket and gets the gets a key to 37-36 Nokomis. 6:15 to go. Knothouse back in there, taken away as his pass goes right into the hands of Allman. Here's Bertolino taking on three defenders, blocked by Knothouse as Carlisle gets back quickly on defense. 37-36, 6:05 to go. Eisenbarth up top to Keller. Back to Allman. Works it over to Bertolino. Bertolino up against Beer. One of those tough calls, and that doesn't go over well on the Carlisle side of things. As Beer's called for the defensive foul. If his feet weren't set, they were close. It was just one of those razor-thin margins of error. And up to the line is Bertolino as he sinks the first. 38-36, Nokomis lead. That is the second foul for Beer, so certainly not in foul trouble at this point. Hitting the second free throw, 39-36, biggest lead of the night for the Redskins. 5:45, here's Hoffman. Hoffman over to Knothaus, and all of a sudden, you can see the pressure pick up, not only defensively, but figuratively for Carlisle. Hoffman. Indians down by three. Not used to this spot. Here's Beer. Beer makes a strong move on the turnaround jumper. And Redskins maybe sold it well. Timeout on the floor. Now suddenly, not big foul trouble, but Beer has three fouls, and that gets interesting as we head to the final stages here. 39-36, Nokomis now on top. We're back after this. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI. Well, Big Mo is on Nokomis' side, and they go to work offensively. Here's a pass to Bertolino. Bertolino works it down to the blocks and goes to the bucket. Shot won't fall. Now Carlisle with a chance to answer. Down by a tray, 39-36. At the five-minute mark, Beer with a pass, broken up. He was going to Hoffman. Great hustle from Ian Keller, the youngster. Knocks it out of bounds, still Carlisle basketball. Here's Knothaus, he's been quiet of late. Knothaus, ball, knocked away by Johnson. Taken away by Allman. Big turnover there as things get a little tense here. Here's Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth to Keller. Keller playing like a senior. Gets the bucket off the glass. 41-36. Eisenbarth nearly called for an extra step there. 5-point edge for Nokomis. And boy, here's another pass to Knothaus. They're forcing it into Knothaus right now. At least that's my take. Johnson knocks it away. It's Nokomis basketball. They are on fire right now. Three-point shot, Bertolino. He misses. Eisenbarth parked in the right spot. Gets the bucket. He's feeling it. He's avoided that fourth foul. And he gets another huge bucket. And it's a three-point play opportunity, as they'll call the foul on Knothaus. Knothaus. Knothaus dominant early, gets called for foul number four. And quite a chain of events here. Eisenbarth, the free throw off the front of the iron, 43-36, 4:10 to play. Nokomis putting more and more pressure on the point. Big possession here for the Indians. Trying to get that momentum back. Rusher. To Hoffman. Hoffman gets a three, near carbon copy of earlier. And I was flapping my jaws about Eisenbarth's fourth foul. He gets a fadeaway jumper, takes a shot, unintended shot at that, from Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth with his fourth foul, 43-39, absolute huge play from the left slot there by Hoffman, 43-39. We'll take a break as Hoffman will report to the free throw line. This one is far from over, my friends. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI. Hoffman goes for his second four-point play. Off the back of the iron, rebound to Nokomis. Let me tell you, they're going through the Tums here tonight. Keller. For Nokomis, they move it over to Bertolino. Bertolino drives, shakes loose a beer, going for the block from behind. You know, there are fouls in this game where it's just you don't really know the trajectory of the offensive player, and it's one of those collision courses you don't necessarily create. But that is a blow to Carlisle as Carson Beer picks up his fourth foul, and that will send Bertolino to the line. Drains the first, 44-39. So Carlisle starts to build momentum with a potential four-point play, and almost like they lost it during the timeout. Bertolino punches the second through like a time card through a time clock. 45-39, 3:20 to go. Another huge possession for Carlisle. Eisenbart still out there with those four fouls. Beer still out there with the four fouls. They're going to stay out there, I believe, till the bitter end. Foul number five could be huge in this game. Johnson ticketed for a foul there away from the basketball. His third foul. Five team fouls now for the Redskins. Hoffman moves it inbounds to Rusher. Contact with Allman. At this point, they are really letting them play. And now we have contact between Hoffman and I believe that's Johnson. And now Johnson has foul number four. So you've got three guys. Sorry to sound grim, but I always like to say when you've got four fouls, I call it death row, even though we don't have one in Illinois anymore. Here's Nodhouse, quiet for a while. They get it to him off the inbounds pass. He puts up a three, 45-42, and that lifts the spirits of this tense Carlisle fan base. 303, a huge tray there for Nodhouse. Again, loud on the scoreboard in the first half, a little quiet here as Nokomis has keyed on him in a big way. Three-point game back after this. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI. 45-42. The Nokomis Redskins on top. Avoiding mistakes, avoiding turnovers, avoiding foul number five. That's a key part of the recipe for both clubs right now. Three players with four fouls. One on the Carlisle side, two on the Comas. Johnson and Eisenbarth for the Comas. Beer for Carlisle. Here's Bertolino. Bertolino between two defenders over to Eisenbarth. Maybe gets away with an extra step there. Here's a takeaway. Johnson, the ball taken away by Hoffman. But Hoffman called for contact as he was trying to get the big transition coast-to-coast bucket. Hoffman, his first foul, eighth team foul for Carlisle. And Johnson will head to the line, 2:46 to go. And misses the front end of a one-on-one. Carlisle basketball. Rebound pulled down by Nodhouse. Hoffman setting up the offense here on another big possession for Carlisle. Hoffman guarded by Keller. Nice screen there from Beer. Shot from three by Hoffman won't fall. Rebound McIntosh. And getting the rebound, cleaning up Beer. First bucket in a while from him. Big bucket there. One-point game, 2:19 to go. Here's Allman. Allman knifes through a couple of defenders. Into the paint. Shot to miss. He's fouled. And let me tell you, Coach DeWerf right now getting the good workout there as the intensity really ratchets up. You know, it's an interesting style. DeWerf a little more on the physical side. Coach Andy Palmer on the Carlisle side. In postseason basketball terms, relatively reserved. Here's a shot up and in from the stripe for Allman, 46-44. And a second sails in and out. Rebound by McIntosh. Two-point game, 2:13 to go. Here's a takeaway. block by Almond. Almond goes up. Takes it up court, up to the bucket, goes for the shot. And a block turns into a jump ball as they both stay tangled. And we'll wait and see where the arrow goes. I believe it will go on to the Coma side. 2:05 to go, one more timeout. We'll take a break. This is high school basketball on WSMI. Was a huge play. No, Almond didn't get the bucket, but the foul called on Carlisle. That is foul number 5 on Carson Beer. That is huge, especially if this game goes to OT. So here's Bertolino, double team. They get it away over to Johnson. Under 2 minutes to play. Nakoma's up by 2. Here's Bertolino, makes a strong move to the hoop. Can't get the bucket. And Knothaus. Is it on him? And it is. What a blow, as Carlisle has now lost Knothaus and Beer. Checking in for the Indians for the first time tonight, senior Bryce Hunt, 6 foot forward. You know, these are the kind of games where you have the heroes you don't expect, so look out for him. Guthrie also in there with the absence of Beer. Yeah, there's the first free throw up and in for Bertolino. 47-44. Carlisle's road to victory just got a lot tougher. Second free throw up and in. 48-44. Almond nearly with the steal. Carlisle on the move. 1:50 to go. The always dangerous Hoffman loses his footing. What a tough break. You know, and you can't fault anybody, but you just wonder sometimes. A lot of wet feet here tonight. And a tough break there for Carlisle. So Nokomis, Hoffman loses his footing, and a big break for Nokomis, up by 4, 1:38 to go. Eisenbarth will get it into Almond. Almond takes an extra step. That one stings, and a break for the Indians. Trying to keep the nails out of the coffin here with 1:30 to go. Here's a long 3-22-footer. Hit like a smart bomb by Hoffman. 1-point ball game. A lot of tension out there. But even after the tough break, losing his footing, Hoffman drains a near NBA size 3-pointer. And we have a 1-point ball game. We'll keep it right here. 1:23 to go. Once again, Carlisle having to depend on their bench here with Carson Beer and Wyatt Knothaus fouling out of this contest. When this one's over, that may be the difference, because Nokomis has Johnson and Eisenbarth with 4 fouls apiece, and Eisenbarth has made huge buckets in this contest. Huge stops, huge rebounds. And if Nokomis indeed moves on to the next round, that's a big part of the story. So here's Nokomis. You want to avoid the turnover. You'd like to get on the board, too. Here's Almond. Gets it to an all-alone Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth. They'll work the clock here as they'll move it back to Almond. Almond to the free throw line. Floats it over to Bertolino. Down to 1:10. Bertolino has an open road to the hoop. Puts it in. Gets the lay-in, 50-47. 1 minute to go. Here's Hoffman drawing more than his fair share of attention. 21-footer, no good. Rebound, Bertolino. Bertolino out of control right now. Now a 2-on-1, and they will call, I believe, a carry. Either a carry or he stepped out of bounds. Coach DeWerf doesn't like it, but they were certainly right there on top of the play, so them's the breaks. Had to keep it interesting. 47.5 seconds to go. Here's McIntosh. Gets some open road. Drives to the bucket from the baseline. Puts it in for two. Nice drive. Got a nice set of wheels there. Huge bucket. 50-49. 38.6. And that sequence. And again, that's where, you know, I'd love to have the benefit of instant replay and see what exactly transpired. But either way, Carlisle with some tough defensive pressure and the turnover, and they cash in. You don't have time to lick your wounds. And for the Carlisle Indians, I'm sure there's a sense of responsibility. Not only do they want to live to play another day, they want Carson Beer to play another day. But obviously on the Nakoma side of things, they're not exactly in the empathy business right now. They want seniors Cooper Bertolino and Jake Johnson to play another game, and the underclassmen kind of feel the same way for themselves. They've taken some big steps in that direction here with a 50-49 lead in this one. Avoid the turnover, especially the unforced turnover. 38.6 seconds to go, and Bertolino will push it inbounds for Almond. Almond quickly swarmed by Rusher and Hoffman in a timeout. We'll take a quick break. 35.6 to go, and Nakoma's up by one. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI. Well, let me tell you, the folks who had to drive roughly 40 miles an hour to get here, you have to feel a little better about your time investment, especially for the winter white-knuckle drivers. Win or lose, it's been a great basketball game. Nakoma's overcame some early stumbles and played their brand of basketball here tonight. And Carlisle will not go away. Inbounds pass goes to Eisenbarth. Back to Almond. Almond across the timeline. 30 seconds. And called for the walk. Called for the walk. I thought it'd be a foul as Colton Yule's junior guard applied defense, but they will say travel. And I don't see any complaints on the Nakoma side, so something I might have missed. So now down to 29 seconds. That is huge. 1-point edge. Here's a pass to McIntosh over to Rusher. Keller comes in on defense and makes contact. His first foul, 17 foul, and that will send Rusher up to the line. And Carlisle will have a chance to take the lead with a one and a bonus. Rusher ties it up. 25.6 seconds to go. Carlisle could go back on top, and the roof will blow off of this place if that happens. There goes the roof. 51-50. Nakoma's will have the final say. 22 seconds as Almond comes up court. Almond, takeaway. Takeaway by Carlisle. Now Rusher. Rusher with a big play. Gets it over to Hoffman. The last guy who won a foul, but he had no choice. Hoffman is fouled. 51-50. 11.9 seconds. What a game, what a game. And now it's the Nakoma's fans with their stomachs tied in knots as Hoffman goes up to the line. First of two. Up and in, 52-50. And Carlisle will go back on defense. Hoffman can force a tray here to tie it. Second one up and in. 53-50. What a turn of events. 11.9 seconds. Here's a pass to Almond. Almond puts up a three. Whistle. Whistle, a timeout called by Nokomis. 9.5 seconds to go. How's that for pressure? You talk about being in a vice. They're feeling it right now. Carlisle charges back. And some stunned faces in this crowd. Unforced turnover with getting into semantics a little bit. Defensive pressure can force a travel. But turnover's a big takeaway there. Sam Rusher won't look big in the stat book tonight, but a monster play tonight. That's a play they'll talk about for a while if Carlisle does indeed get the victory here tonight. But Nokomis has a lot to say here in 9.5 seconds. But chances are they will have to send this thing to overtime by way of the three-point line. All right, here we go. Stage is set. Bertolino, the inbounds pass. Keller behind the timeline. They'll work it over to Almond. Almond puts up a fadeaway three. Wild fight for it. Who last touched it? I believe it was last touched by an Indian. And Nokomis will get another chance. Really, you got time to take a good shot. Probably put that one up just a second or two too soon. 5.3, Bertolino. Here's Almond. Almond puts up a three. That one offline. Eisenbarth goes for the rebound. And I think that's it for Mr. Eisenbarth. Rebound picked up by Hunt, 1.8 seconds. Foul number five for Ryan Eisenbarth, a junior. And we talked about unsung heroes. The senior coming off the bench with the two players fouling out, it's Hunt with a free throw that could put this one out of reach. Rebound to Nokomis. Can they get a shot off? No. No. 1 second to go. A long pass and no dice. We'll be back to recap it. 53-50 your score. Carlisle wins a heartbreaker from the Nokomis perspective. Three-point win for Carlisle, and Nokomis' season ends in tough fashion. Boy, what a game. What a game, my friends. We'll be back to wrap it up after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on WSMI.